Last Supper Bible Story, Matthew chapter 26, verse 17 to verse 30, Mark chapter 14, verse 12 to verse 25, Luke chapter 22, verse 7 to verse 20. It was the first day of the Passover, and Jesus' disciples came to him and said, "Where should we go and prepare the Passover feast?" Jesus answered, "Go into the city, and you will meet with a man carrying a pitcher. Follow the man into the house, then say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, I want to eat the Passover with my disciples at your place.' After that, he will show you a very spacious room at the upstairs, where you will prepare the Passover." The disciples went into the city, and they met with a man that was carrying a pitcher, just as Jesus told them, and they prepared the Passover. At this time, one of Jesus' disciples, called Judas Iscariot, decided to betray Jesus. So he went to the chief priests and said to them, "How much money you will pay me if I deliver Jesus into your hand?" They replied, "We will give you 30 pieces of silver if you can help us to deliver Jesus into our hands." From that moment, Judas began to look for opportunity to arrest Jesus. At evening, Jesus arrived with his 12 disciples. At that place, they sat down to eat the Last Supper together. Jesus said to his disciples, "This will be the Last Supper I will eat with you until the kingdom of God is fulfilled." Jesus took the cup, he thanked God for it, and said, "Take this cup and divide it among yourselves. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you. I will not drink wine anymore until I come back a second time to the earth." In the same manner, Jesus took the bread. After Jesus thanked God for it and broke it, he divided it among his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Eat it in remembrance of me." As Jesus was eating, he said to his disciples, "One of you will betray me. Woe to him who will betray me." Everyone began to feel sad, and they began to ask Jesus, "Is it I that will betray you?" During Jesus was celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples, the disciples fought between themselves about who are the greatest. So Jesus said to them, "Whoever that wants to be great must serve others first."